Line. The state's PTPLN Indonesia Power and State Oil and Gas Company PT Pertamina Geothermal Energy yesterday signed a head of agreement to accelerate geothermal energy development in Indonesia. This strategic partnership supports the national goal of achieving net zero emissions by 2063 through a joint venture targeting a total capacity of 530 megawatts. Initial projects include Ulubelu Binary Geothermal Plant in Lampung and the Lahendong Binary Unit in North Sulawesi, highlighting the state-owned enterprise's commitment to sustainable low-carbon energy. Indonesian National Police is spearheading an initiative to bolster its information technology infrastructure, aiming to counter the rising tide of cyber attacks and sophisticated technology-based crimes that threaten national and regional security. The urgent need for enhanced cooperation was the central theme of the FBI National Academy Associates Asia Pacific Chapter Retrainer Conference 2025. Held in Bali on Thursday. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Naura Ayu. Adila Rafa Naura Ayu, better known as Naura Ayu, is an Indonesian talented young singer and actress. Naura Ayu released her latest single on June 27, 2024. The song entitled Ternyata, or Actually, is the original soundtrack for the series My Nerd Girl 3 that she stars. The song created by Aldi Nada Pramana is packed in a fun, dancey, girly feel which suits the character of Naura's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Naura wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Naura Ayu, Ternyata. Happy listening.
Buktikan padaku gaya yang menandingi kelembutan sikapmu yang selalu ku impikan. Kini ku tiada berdaya untuk menghentikan semuanya. Lalu ku biarkan engkau merebut semua perasaan.
Especially in the Indonesian culture, all eyes almost on Pacu Jalur. It's a boat race popularly originating from Riau. And Indonesian Culture Minister Fadlizon expressed hope that the 2025 Pacu Jalur Festival held at Tepian Narosa in central Kuantan Riau would serve as a powerful platform to promote Indonesia's cultural heritage. Yes, indeed, the viral boat race that is also a festival is held in Riau. And he emphasized that promoting culture is a constitutional mandate, which declares that the state is obligated to advance Indonesia's culture within global civilization. And in the meantime, Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana commended the Riau Provincial Government and Kuantan Singingi District for their commitment to preserving and developing Pacu Jalur tradition, which is a clear example of a festival that has successfully evolved into a cultural icon and a major tourism attraction. And in the meantime, Riau Governor Abdul Wahid hopes this festival would not just be a celebration for the people, but also a blessing for Riau tourism industry. Held from August 20 to 24, 2025, the festival has 288 traditional longboats from various regions competing for trophies and special prizes. Well, if you happen to be in Indonesia or even in Riau, make sure you attend the festival, the Pacu Jalur Festival, from August 20 to the 24, 2025.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya. Semenjak kau
bisikan, bisikan memacu hasrat, desir-desir mimpi, isyaratkan lagi dunia. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Segala santun yang kau endap di jiwaku tak terisap dulu. Kini kecapkan sesalku hanya mencintamu. Terkoyak buram mataku. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Puing-puing janjiku ku pugar kembali untukmu. Segala denyut nadi memanggil. Kamulah satu-satunya. Pengkuan dirimu tak ingin terbungkus, terbungkus banyaknya salah. Satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, preserving all stuff and collections of museums is a must. It even has to be continuously conserved to keep them in a good condition. To know more about conservation and preservation of museum, person in charge of the National Museum in Jakarta, M. Roshid Rido, has his response.
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational media for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitors, ensure free ticket for the disabled, and the second community involvement and representation. It create a museum that reflect the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partnered with local communities, especially marginalized group, to create program and exhibition, feature exhibit that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community curated showcase that allow citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education, make the museum a space where history connect meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are align exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Karatini Day, Independence Day, and etc. Provide guided tour and educational key tailored to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality and federal change or pluralism.
For more details, tune in to VOI Talk International Museum Day, Make Everyone Fun and Enjoy, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mencoba mengerti
hadirmu or the meaning of your presence taking us back in 2002. And your presence is indeed really meaningful, VOI listener. So I hope that all of you are keeping tuning in on the program Indonesia Today until the next about 4.5 hours from now. And you can tune in on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App at 5 p.m. Western Indonesia Time or GMT plus 7. We are also available on our shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kilohertz. And this also answers the question of Rashad Mohammed, our listeners on Facebook, asking us what's your frequency. Well, once again, 3325 and 4755 kilohertz, but only at 5 p.m. Western Indonesia time, you can enjoy the live program 1 hour English service. And in the meantime, now we are on Indonesia Today that keep broadcasting information, programs and music and more all about Indonesia. So stick around, don't go anywhere, only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Together we will weather any storm inside. my side. They think that I'm slipping side by side. They think that I'm tripping money and a tank. When I'm with my queen, without Sachi and Gucci, you're still the hottest in the city. Whoa, don't you worry about my limit, dancing on it. Yeah, I'm with it, danger, my time. Look at me spending my cash, no limit. Just bring all your friends, we like it. What you wanna do? Let's hit it.
To Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI.
Listener, at the Toraja land, the local people call it Pak Pompang or Pak Bus, because the bus sound is more dominant. Different from Angklung, the Toraja bamboo music is blown and has a tone of 2.5 octaves. Although the instrument is included as traditional musical instrument, the Pak Pompang can also be collaborated with other modern musical instruments such as trumpet, saxophone, organ, or piano when accompanying the song. This Pak Pompang is formed from the combination of big or small bamboo pieces. And of course, the size of the bamboo affects the tone that will be generated. The large and high of piece of bamboo produces low tone, while the smaller ones produce the higher tones. Those pieces of bamboo are perforated and arranged in such a way to produce sound. Usually, those pieces of bamboo will be tied with rattan in order to be stronger, and the gap among the bamboos is covered with asphalt in order its sound to be more round and good. The bamboo chosen to make this instrument is a thin one and has long segment, all smooth and straight. A group of Pak Pompang player usually consists of 25 up to 35 persons, including the flute blower. This instrument can be played by all people, from little child to adult. However, the little child can play it much easier, so that the instrument is always or obligated to be included in art lesson at every elementary school available in the land of Toraja. And of course, the lesson is aimed to make the children preserving and do not forgetting this traditional instrument, also to grow some sense of love in the hearts of their children. That's why in every event, either national or international, which is held in Toraja land, the Papompang is always performed by little children. To make it well organized and produce a harmonious sound, Papompang is played and led by a conductor. Papompang cannot be played alone or solo, because it is almost similar with Angklung from West Java, which must be performed together, because a single Papompang has a single tone. So, if the Papompang is played alone, it will not be beautiful. And listener, here is the Papompang rhythm, which is played by the children of Toraja land. Usually, the traditional instrument in Indonesia always has history. Unfortunately, the people of Toraja do not know the history of the origin of Papompang. Some say that Papompang has existed in Toraja land since the Dutch colonial era, or perhaps even far before, when the ancestors were still fighting over the territory. Papompang is often used in various events in Toraja land. For example, some music in church services, as well as special events of the Toraja community in various regions, such as weddings. Anyway, although it looks simple, the process of making every Papompang is quite difficult and complicated. Therefore, this instrument is highly prized for the people of Toraja. And for those who have enough money and interested to collect these music instruments, you can just go directly to the land of Toraja in South Sulawesi. And listener, that was a glimpse about the traditional instrument from Sulawesi. Hopefully, the information about Papompang music instrument today can increase your knowledge about Indonesian traditional music instrument. And to conclude the rhythm of Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to another rhythm of Papampang. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Open your Voice of Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Akori paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya besona ya mamsu prikna dayo Yarir ya buro bube sahena saray ayena yendi sarena Vesup amberi mure mambare nambawa bi Sinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kabe nasoya kabe Mebu besposien sato payena Yomaya ke yanap ya mundo mobayena Sinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kaber rasoya kaber bebu besposen sapro paena Yo maya ke yanap ya mundo mobaena Besup amberi mure mambarek nampawami Yorfa sinan kamasan kwa saya besoro ya in saya sari amis kabare sondui kabare in saya tabe raso ya kabe rebu besko senza propaena yomaya ke yana pia mundo mobaena Sinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amis kamare sondu in kamare Insaya kabe raso ya kabe bebu besko senza propaena Yomaya ke yana pia mundo mobaena
meninggalkanmu atau menduakanmu aku jalani hidup penuh kepalsuan yang hanya membuat lukaku kamu dan dia semakin meradang Siasat indah nyata terlukiskan semoga saja kamu tak jadi patah hati karena aku jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama untuk kedua kali aku dan kamu terbina Kenangan pahit seringkali terungkit Aku dan dia beberapa bulan terakhir ini Berkencan bahkan mungkin Aku jatuh cinta Saat indah nyata terlukiskan semoga saja kamu tak jadi patah hati karena aku jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama untuk kedua kali Jadi patah hati Karena ku jatuh cinta lagi Cinta kedua Pada pandangan pertama Meski penuh siasat